Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby! Got you on my mind! Happy anniversary, baby! Got you on my mind!
Almost exactly 7 years ago. Almost to the day. My world changed. I met a guy named John Deany, and God helped me ever since. Now we're glad he's been part of our world. Hey, John, happy anniversary, baby.
Thank you, James.
20 years.
That's
how
a lot,
about
man.
That? And the 20 year anniversary gift, by the way, around here, you already got it. It was the email we sent you yesterday. So happy anniversary.
Oh, that was great.
Hope you enjoyed unwrapping that. Hey, John, it's good to have you here. Thank you for 20 great years. You and I have been through a lot, our lives, our businesses, our accomplishments. We've shared some moments in New York with our family, and I'll never forget that.
And this is our sixth election together, right?
Sixth presidential election. That's exactly right. So thank you for weathering the storm with me over all these years. Folks, I encourage you to find John online. John, give us the websites, please.
Well, you can find me at johnfdeany.com, D-I-N-I. I tell people that's one of those Italian eeny words, like tortellini, so you can remember it. And our site for business, small business owners, where we have a lot of tools that you can look at how ready you are to transition from your company, is yourexitmap.com.
There you go. And they can find, that's the name of his book, folks, Navigating the Boomer Bust. It's maybe the most beautiful book I've ever seen that's also a technical book. I encourage you to find it. And, of course, his award-winning book, Hunting in a Farmer's World. Hey, John, thanks again. We'll continue to talk about the implications of the election. The one thing that does seem to have been dropped on is the fact that the House is going to remain in Democrat hands and the Senate is going to remain in Republican hands, with the Democrats gaining... Well, the Republicans gained a little bit, I think, in the House, and the Democrats gained a little bit in the Senate, but they still aren't in possession. And in terms of balance of power, making sure that nobody does anything stupid with our Constitution, that's probably good news, isn't it?
I think the Senate, keeping the Senate, is a lot more important than the White House, quite frankly. You know, whatever you think of Donald Trump, he has not been a Lyndon Johnson type navigator of the legislative process. He is not somebody that creates bills and gets them through.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure there is a person like that these days, though, with all the acrimony between the.
Within
their own houses. I mean, there's no comedy in either one of the houses right now between the parties. None, regardless of who the president is.
No, I was talking to somebody the other day. My late brother was a guard in the White House for Ronald Reagan, and he said the two most frequent guests at Reagan's dinner table were.
Did we lose? I think we may have lost. Did we lose John? Yeah, and so folks, that's the thing. That's the thing that we have to realize is that we got a situation here where, I mean, I know a lot of people want to blame President Trump, and I've stuck my finger in his eye more than once. But any kind of inability for the White House to not work with Congress is really their own dysfunction. It really wouldn't matter who the president was, I don't think. I don't think it matters about that at all. It's purely a matter of the division between the two parties, and there's nobody. Look at what Pelosi said recently about the legitimacy of Amy Coney Barrett's Supreme Court justice a nomination and approval. I mean, it was hardball. It was politics ain't beanbag. And part of it was even the structure that the Democrats created, Harry Reid created a few years ago, with all that. But nevertheless, it was constitutional. It was totally constitutional. And to call it illegitimate was the opposite of that. John, are you there?
I'm back. I don't
where
know
you go. Yeah. Well, I think maybe some of the. Anyway, I'm glad you're back. I was just saying that I was just continuing the thought on the fact that the problems we have with in Washington. Some of it goes all the way back to the people. What do you think? I mean, to Tocqueville said, we get the government we deserve. What do you think?
Mm-hmm. I agree. And Franklin said, you have a republic if you can keep it.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that, you know, tons of people going out and voting and the general lack of problems in the street, I think, are both excellent.
So far. I hope you're, I pray you're right.
Yeah. I do too,
because there's a whole lot of folks boarded up right now, and I hope their efforts are going to be unnecessary.
Yeah, overly cautious. But yeah. Did you hear my comment on Ron Reagan?
Yes. Tip O'Neill.
So I think as long as they're not talking to each other, then having two houses in two different parties' hands is a business person's best protection against overweening legislation.
And regulations. That's the other thing.
Yeah.
And we have to worry about.
I mean, if you went down the list of people that would have had chairmanships, you know, if the Senate goes Democratic, the chair of the Budget Committee is Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, that's exactly right, folks. That's scary. JohnFDeeney.com. YourExitMap.com, the two websites where you can find John. Hey, John, good job today. Come back soon. And thank you for 20 great years. John Deeney, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.